So I learned the stickle in Bechakaisa. It's a stickle that the Rebbe used to mamish, used to say over all the time, the stickle. It's a little bit of a long stickle, but it's geschmack. It moves, and we'll go through it fast. It's the third stickle in Bashas Bechakaisa. It's a very yisoidistic stickle from the Meir Shloach. The Rebbe used to say over the stickle a lot. Parts of it here, sometimes this part, sometimes that part. We used to say over the stickle, this is mamish one of the stickle from Hua Yoyim. He used to say it over a lot. He used to cough on the stickle a lot.
When you say the Rebbe say it over, you usually mean by Shal Shudas or like?
They used to say by Yortzeit in a lot. This Yortzeit, this particularly used to say over a lot of times by Chof Tassia, who was around Mechakoisa, he said it over a lot. And sometimes even Stamish Abbas, he mentioned it was a Zach, if the Gedank came in somehow in one of the Shmuzen that he gave by Shal Shudas or Stam. He used to say Chesuz Meir Shloach a lot, but the Ikim is stomach by the Yortzeit, and that was around Mechakoisa. This was like a shtickle that he used to say over all the time. Im Mechakoisa Teleichi. Look, the Hiding of Meir Shloach with Medrash. Adohu Dechsev Chashavti Drochai Vashiva Raglai El Edo Yisecho. With the Medrash, Bchol Yoyim Yisim Mechashiv. He used to make a Chashboin. Is the more complaining any Yerlich. We're going over here in this place. Losh Medrash says the Labai is playing on the Hurlich, as the Medrash adds on. But Yeraglai, Murlichos, Oisil, the base of Medrash, Lobotik, Nesios, and I found myself all of a sudden, my feet carried me to base Medrash and to Botik Nesios. Afki, Kavanas, Dover, the Malach, Olav, Shalom, Hus, Has, Shalom, Lelich, the Dvar, Shos. Frank, the Mesh, Lech, Hostainish. Where was Dover, the Malach, where was he trying to go? What were the Cheshbonis that Dover, the Malach had? He was trying to go to Dvar Shoschas Vesholim. He was trying to do things other than Bote Medroshes, Bote Knesios. Where was he trying to go? Every day, he had Cheshbonis, he's going to go somewhere. It never worked out. Where was he trying to get to? By a lot of people could find themselves in this place also. They try many different things. Every day they're trying to go somewhere. And they end up, I don't know, after Kibis Medish, but they don't end up in that place for sure. But where was Dov Namel trying to get to? That's one kasha that the Meir Shloach has. Dvar Shus Yilchaz Hashem trying to go to. Uma gam noch a kasha he says ki hoy raglov morlichos ois lebeis hamedrash. He found himself in Beis Hamedrash, which means that he ended up in a good place. He ended up in Beis Hamedrash. But the Meir Shloach from loy hoyse kavanos Hashem shemayim. Hoy kloy gati matzasi. If Chas v'Sholim his kavanah where he originally wanted to go was not Hashem shemayim, kum tochoyz. He was trying to do a Dvar HaRashus, and he ended up on Yigiyah. Without Yigiyah, he ended up in Mismedrash. So what type of Mismedrash is that? Daft Chama Yigiyah Fazach, it has to be Yigiyah. V'odom Tzorch L'Yageya Satzmoy, V'yover L'Tayr. Oz Messiah Moisoy. How could it be that the Ebishu was Messiah Dov Damelech to end up in Mismedrash without the Habol L'Tayr? It was the opposite of the Habol L'Tayr. He was trying to go away from Mismedrash, and he ended up in Mismedrash. That means that the Eibishter was Messiah him, not to go to Dvar HaRashus, but to come to Beis Medrash. The Chayre has to be a Bolotai, has to be a Gati. The Muslim Zogin, you have to say that the even when Dov HaMelech was trying to go to different places, there was some Dovership and Kedusha involved. There was Hashem Shemayim. He was Miyagei himself for a certain thing. But the Eibishter said, you're trying to do a Dov HaToyif, I'm going to may take you to Beis Medrash to have the best place possible. Olam Tzorch Liyagei Zatzim of Yovah Dutah, Olam Messiah Moisoy, Yim to call to Veloy Bli Yigia, but not without Yigia. Ach, in Yim Beze, with the Meir Shloach, Yigam Be Divrei Torah, Yim to Divrei Torah, Yikore Moed. This is a musig that even in Divrei Torah, there are certain Divrei Torah that are much more Yikore, the more Choshev, the more precious, Taye, Atchi Yesh Divrei Torah, Sheikru Negdom Kedov Kotten. There are other Divrei Torah which can negate those important Chalokim, are considered Dvarm Ketan. They're considered small things. Yeah, it was a musik, even though everything is chashiv in Torah. But there is such a musik that certain chalakim of Torah are more precious than others. For Hashem Atzina b'Gemara, find in the Gemara, al oiskem etfila, mevatel in Torah. Those people that are oiskem etfila and mevatel Torah, yikru, they're called oizvim chayi oilam, or oiskem chayi sho. They're oiskem chayi sho, and they let go of chayi oilam. Chayi oilam is Torah, which is an eternal Chayim, and the Oisik Chayisho, which is Tefillah. So you see, even though Tefillah is important, and Torah is important, but still Torah takes a more chashuv a place than Tefillah. There is such a musik that certain chalakim of Torah are more precious than others. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like all other human beings. Midos Bas Vadom, Soifes is Akdeir, first you make the pot, you make the Kadeir, make the jug. Yah, Yah Nois Mai, afterwards you can put water inside. Midos Kadosh Baruch Hu Enekeng, and Nois Mai, first you put the water, Yah, Soifes is Akdeir, afterwards you made the jug.
What's the touch the word Soifes?
Soifes Lechoyra means where you take earthenware and you harden it, you form it into a jug. That's what the word shoifis means, I think. In other words, when you're making a jug, you're forming it, you're baking it, and forming it to have a jug to hold the water. The koil sitoy hamoin mayim bashamayim. First it was sitoy hamoin mayim, and then he made a that's Gemara Dash, the Gemara Megillah, and then afterwards he made something to hold the water. So any mizeh, dina teva adam kishayir talasois is a maisa. A person wants to do something. Yitzayir tchidah b'machshavtoi uvesichloi. First, the person is mitzayir and machshavi starts thinking about it. Leida mahanoi agiloi mizeh maisa. What pleasure am I going to derive from this maisa I'm going to do? What do I have from it? V'yachachoyzois afterwards you do it. First you think about it, and you try to imagine, if I do it, what's going to happen? What am I going to get from it? What's going to happen if I do it? And then you do it. Zeh nikre shoyfes es akdeira. Haynu, shemeichen kelim lekabel. First you prepare the keli, make a keli lekabel, v'choshev eich lekabel, how to be mekabelut, what am I going to get? First you make, you cheshben out, what am I going to have from this ma'aseh? After you mekabel the ma'aseh, after you do it, you go and you do it, and you get what you wanted. Heinish v'yasa ma'aseh. Oh, midas haKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. And lois and mayim, first he put in the water of achich shoyfes zakdeira. V'huki ha'toyre v'mitzvahs asher tzivonu la'asoyis. Toyre ha'mitzvahs da'ebrish tu'z mitzavah for us. Tzivonu lilmoyd v'la'asoyis. V'chol levov, v'chol nefesh. Person has to do the mitzvah. Person has to learn and do toyre mitzvahs. V'chol levov, v'chol nefesh, with your whole heart and soul. Without cheshbonis. Lo kifi hash'oras gvul sichleinu larech toivus ha'maiseh. Not yichashbna, okay, what am I going to have from this? What am I doing right now? I'm going to put on tefillin now. So what do I have for putting on tefillin? That's not the cheshbon a person to make. The cheshbon a person has to make is the eibush toz mitzavet to put on tefillin, asherek kedishonu b'mitzvoizav v'tzivonu. That's what you do. That's what I'm doing. That's the mitzvah I'm doing as a shteit tzaddikim. I remember my Zayda once told me, I asked him, I remember what the Shaila was exactly, I think, what if it's a dovi do from tzaddikim? That the ikki kavoni for any mitzvah is, asher kedishuni b'mitzvoizav v'tzivuni. Maybe it's just mitzvah given. That's what he's always telling me. It's the ikki kavoni he's supposed to have by any mitzvah. The Eibush is mitzvah. Not, because if you start with the cheshbonis, then you're mitzamtzim to asiyas ha-mitzvah into your seichel, what you're deriving from the mitzvah. Loikif v'yashoras gevul sechleinu l'arach toves ha-maisa, rak l'kayim retzoinoi b'li shum achon mitzad ha-odom, u l'habit noichich Hashem yizborach u'dimosh chach retzoinoi. Look towards the Eibush and be pulled after his rotz, after the rotz Hashem. And after you do it, that's first, that's before being mekabel, that's putting in the water. The Eibush will show the person, then eventually the Eibush is going to show the person what gewaltige Sachen you get from the Asiyas HaMitzvah, what you get from it. But that's afterwards. That's not the reason why you're doing the mitzvah. Not because you understand and you're doing the mitzvah because this is what you get from the mitzvah and this is what happens. Nothing. You're doing the mitzvah because the Eibush has mitzvah given to do the mitzvah. The Eibush is maftiach, that afterwards, eventually, you'll understand and you'll begin to see with your own eyes what the mitzvah brings to the person, what happens when you do the mitzvah, and what's the toivat sofen, what's hidden in the mitzvah. Zendik noisemayim. Heinu Adam Tzach Lekayim Nesan Hashem Mizbach Bepshitis Yach Shoyf Tzach Deda Heinu Hashem Mizbach Yan Eloi Ach HaKach Ma'ano Yagi Eloi Mezeh What's the Ano? What Ano is going to have from the Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's the Chilik between Bas V'Dom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara Megillah. And that's Mamish this Nekuda that we're trying to say over here. That's his Mamish Chvayit. It says like this. Zeh Sh'om Adov the Malachol Basholim Choshavti Derachai Chol Yom Yisim Mechashiv ובוקר פרני אני הוי לך, חיינו, שחושף, פן לא יקיים רצון השם יזבורך, he's always thinking, he's always worried, maybe I'm not being מקיים רצון השם יזבורך, רק כפי אבונס ותפיס השכלוי, ונגד אוימק רצון השם יזבורך, הדוב הזה הוא כדבר הרשוס, he's always worried, maybe I'm not doing it in the mitzvah properly, I don't know the oimik ha-mitzvah, I don't know the depth of the mitzvah, I don't know what's going on, I don't know what you get to the mitzvah, I don't know what happens with the CSM mitzvah, so maybe that's not the proper way of doing a mitzvah. Maybe a person has to try to go to the oimik, has to try to understand and try to know exactly what's happening before you do the mitzvah. But Dovid HaMelech didn't do that. Dovid HaMelech did the mitzvah because Eibush was mitzvah, which we know is the right way. But that's Dovid HaMelech was always worried. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe a person has to, maybe he wasn't mekayim the Rosh Hashem Yisbarach properly. And it's only Kvi Avonos Tvi, only what he's masik. The Kiyim HaMitzvah is only what he, based on his Asoge. Whatever he's not masik, whatever he doesn't understand, that part wasn't done yet. A person has to see, try to be masik more and more. He says, that's what he was worried. Derech is a symbol of tird, right? Derech tarid. Tarid out a person. Dovid HaMelech was going to the Dvar Mitzvah. That wasn't the issue. But Yikari Gamkin Darkoi. It was called Darkoi because it was Torah. He was worried the whole time that maybe it's not being done properly. Kishodom Oysa Maisa, after Dvar Mitzvah. Actually, Oysa Lefisa Sichloi, Yashtoi Tirdah. It's a Tirdah. What's the Pshat? There's a boundary to what he understands in Asiyas HaMitzvah. Mashengen Kishoholach Pshitas the Kaim Mitzvah Yashem Yisborach. But if he does the mitzvah without any cheshbonis, and he's not mitzamtzim that he has the mitzvah to his seichel, he does the poshet in mekayim etzani Hashem Yisborach, ain loy shum tirde, ki hu batuach b'Hashem, sheyazre mi'ach ha-shoylech b'tom. Because he's going with mimis. So that's what Eibishter said, v'shiva raglai leidai secha ainu, sh'dov emad chol v'sholom omar, av ke yisi choyshet pen lak yamdi, etzani Hashem Yisborach b'shleimis, hayloni Hashem Yisborach, hilo natisi meretzoyni av kechot asayre. I wasn't noitim in the kechut asayre, even though I didn't understand anything. And I went to pshitas because the proper way to do the mitzvah is without any cheshbonis. I jumped and I did the rosh nashem, but I was worried maybe you're not masik the oimik mitzvah and something is missing. Maybe she just showed afterwards. No, shiva ragle leidei secho, right? Or yisi bebatik nesiyas bebatim medroshos. Hanya sheretzayin lihoyer rak b'shuv b'mokoyim sheshem izbarach shoych neibishter was megale that. Eventually, you're going to get the oimik harotzen. Your rotzen is the mokaim shasham mizbarach shoychin yom mechavim. So oimik harotzen shasham mizbarach, and eventually you'll see the gevaldik tivkai from all the mitzvahs. That's the way the Meir Shlomo teaches. Is that pidish? Or shiva ragalei ela edri secho. In edus with over border. Edus is always when there's a clarity. It's edus testimony. It's clear. The mokaim shadam oimik noichach harotzen shasham mizbarach mibli shum netiye mitzidoi. The person is standing in front of the Eibush without any tia whatsoever. All daite borer, he has a clear das. Ein lo shum tirdo mechush. He has no. There's no mechush, and nothing's bothering him. Lo yagi lo shum yire. He's not scared of anything because he's batuach bedarko. He's whole and complete with what he's doing. Nothing's bothering him. He doesn't feel like he's lacking or missing anything because he's standing in front of the Eibush. Right, so that's what Dovid HaMelech said. Since I did the mitzvah betmimis, kifi detzoyin Hashem Yisborach, whatever the Eibush was mitzvah, that's what I did. The Eibush was maftiach, automatically I found myself in the tifkait mamish. Oshiva ragele lei desecho to the Beis Medrash, to the Bot Knesios, to the Medrashos, I found myself that I was masik the oimik of the kavanas and mitzvah, and I had a ruikait that I reached the madregas that a person is supposed to reach without understanding, without being making cheshbonis and everything. Poshut because I went to the Eibush to Mimis and I stood oimid noichach retzani Hashem Yisborach. So The Eibishter was already Megale that you're there. The person does it with the proper kavana, without trying to jump cheshbonis, but he does it with pashtus, because the Eibishter is mitzave, so the Eibishter already finishes off the rest. But the Meshulah was actually on by Medrash, or the Tony Moshe Rabbeinu Lavasholim, so he wrote to Lichmes Lavasholim, he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, but Neymar Olav, Temes Ka'osh Chamudai, called Chamudai, it's called the Psegivis Chisor and Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a Chemda, it was a Taiva. After he said the Gemara of Chilach on the period of Zorah, the Gemara said to Chodin Saita, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go in for Taiva, he didn't go in to eat for the Paris Eretz Yisrael. Actually, he wrote to the Kai Mitzvahs on the Yeges, Ba'oretz, well, the alpha became Neymar Olav, Temes Vachulei. Pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why was it called a chemda? Why was it called the psachivis chisor and Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki negi the Ritzon Hashem Yizborach Hayizen Nikra ki chemda was called a chemda. Ki ki a mitzvah the Ritzon Hashem Yizborach tzachlis bli shum givan klal. To be mekayim the mitzvah the Ritzon Hashem Yizborach has to be without a givan at all. To do the Ros Hashem ki pshutoi. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to go to Eretz Yisrael for his own cheshbonis, even though they were dvarim tovim, good cheshbonis, but the Eibishter was mitzvah one way, and he tried to push another way, so it's good. Klapi the Ritzon Hashem Yizborach was called a chemda. So in other words, you want your own taiva, you want to go in. Chas v'shalom, we can't speak on Moshe Rabbeinu. But what the Meir Shloich is taking out of it is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go b'tmimus with the Rebbeinu Shloich. Right? When the person goes with Ritzon Hashem, the Eibishter feel azoy, the Eibishter wants this, that's what you do. The Eibishter doesn't want is nisht. Right? Everything in Ritzon Hashem Yizborach. If you want something the Eibishter doesn't want, because he wanted higher madrigas, this is the famous Meshlech by Nudav Avi and Achrei Mois also. You want to go jump on higher madrigas, that's already your own chem, that's your own rotzen that you're mixing in. So it was called, Klav Moshe Rabbeinu, it was called a chem. They're finished, im b'chokoyes et aleich, it's like the im u'loshen sofik. Im with the loshen for sofik. Im. Right? What's the sofik over here? The who, ki av shal domenich b'divri teire, tzach gam ken li is b'sofik. The person has to always be besofik. Pen, ain't no mekayim the Ritzon Hashem Yizborach b'shleimus. The person has to be besofik. Maybe you were mekayim the Ritzon Hashem Yizborach b'shleimus. Ki the Ritzon Hashem Yizborach amek moed. Ukamoshem b'tzinum b'dov the Melech. Ovishom b'gifayim b'dov the Melech. Hoi mesiyori pen ain't no mekayim the Ritzon Hashem b'shleimus. So he says, "Avi the Meshlech adds on that a person still has to always be worried." Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tomit. He says the Meshlech. He says it's on the bottom of it. I can see. Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tomit. And zeh gufa, not only is that a chesaron, but the pachad, and the worry, maybe there's more, that itself will help you reach the shleimus. That's what he says. He says like this, zeh shalom dov the melech l'vasholim, yoshes choyshech sisroi, svivoy sov sukosoi, chesh chas mayim ovish chokim. The title is the pasuk in the film, yoshes choyshech sisroi, hainu al choyshech, choyshech is fakis, darkness, things are not clear. She agil adam myself miyir also because he skirt pen lo yaser et kiletzoyin Hashem Yizborach b'shleimus al yidezei yizgal lo yisei so emes b'divir etoyre. Because of that pachat, because of that being worried that maybe there's still more, that's how you'll reach the gilui from seisar emes, the emes depth of divir etoyre. Ki yoshas hu yizgalus k'moy v'yoshas aleim teveil. Yosh over there means a loss of gilui. Yoshes is his galus. Al yidei achoyshech yizgal lo yahester. Al yidei she yivoldu lo adam. Snake is b'divrei Torah. Al yidei zeh yover lamito. Because you're worried, that brings out the clarity of the divrei Torah. Meir Shloich says not only in the Dvarim shebeseisit in the oimik of mitzvahs, but even the poshut nigle. He says in learning, k'mosh yisabi gemara above mitziyah. Rabbi Yochanan al Shlokish. Chavrusa dehad. Rabbi Yochanan al Shlokish. Ki av makshi le esem abo kushis al Shlokish. He's asked him 24 kashis. Everything Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan is to answer 24 tirutzim. When made the Rav Chashmait anymore, says that's how the clarity came out. That's what Rabbi Yochanan needs to say. That's why he missed the Shlokish, because there used to be a clarity of learning. Forget about before you're speaking about the oimik of mitzvahs and oimik of Torah. When you speak about even a nigla, a person learns. A person wants to have clarity in learning. You have to have kashis and tirutzim. Chenu kishyavu l'adam sotik penu meruchim Hashem Yizborach. Maybe he's distanced from Hashem. Yiril is karev is atzmei, svi voice of sukosoi. Yiril is karev is atzmei. And the pasuk says next, svi voice of sukosoi, hainu she'ach yach yim megale yishom yizborach, then the Eibishter says, megale, if you're worried, that pachan itself brings about that the Rebbeinu Shloim is megalein I'm there. I'm with you. Makif u'mesoich cholov. He encompasses the person and his mesoich covers over him. Af b'mokom sh'ein yod b'magia. Even in where he can't reach. Gam oz yishmerei Hashem yizborach sh'liyatim mikavonosoi. He shouldn't, chas v'sholom, move away from the rotzon Hashem. From the kavono from the Eibishter. Chesh chas mayin the posuk says, haynu, odom sh'ta avosoi v'cheshkoi heimo mechashchim u'miyarem oisoi. They darken the person, make him scared. Penloy yikayim and send Hashem yizborach b'shleimus. Maybe he wasn't mekayim the rotzon Hashem b'shleimus. Ki mayim u'cheshik. Mayim is a loshon of cheshik. Mayim rabim. Mayim is cheshik taivis. The biggest cheshik in the world, in the world of Gashmius, is when a person is thirsty for water. You need a little bit of water. There's other times, but that's like the biggest cheshik. Cheshchas mayim. If a person is cheshchas, he feels that the mayim, the taivis of this world, are being mechashik, they're darkening him. And they make him scared. Maybe he was mekayim and son Hashem is bavish lemes. Alvei shchokim. Haynal alidei shtavos yihu b'choyshech. Alidei ze yigadlo Hashem is barach sheyuchal mekayim mitzvus anirim kesoysim zeze. Maybe just megalotim you'll be able to mekayim mitzvus which seem to be a steer one with another. Ki alvei who mitzvus ma'isi is kilum loshon av. Av is loshon of gashmi. So the mitzvah ma'isi is something that you actually do physically. Shchokim. Why is it called shchakim? Two things that counterattack when they meet, they rub against each other, right? That's when two things don't stim. They rub against each other. It looks like achzorius of chema. Chema, I think it is. Don't have any achmonis. Maybe the person has to be a Rachmon. How does it work? Kill Amalek. Don't have any Rachmonis on the Mesas and Mediach. The Abish on the other hand says always to have Rachmonis. With the same ease that a person is to be Mekai in the middle of Rachmonis, when it's needed, when it's necessary. The person has an Zin the Rotzon Hashem. Then he knows when he has to be noig with midas rachamonis, and when he has to be noig with midas akas. A person has to know when to use each mitzvah, because if you're working with your own das, with your own mind, what do you mean? How could I kill people? How could I moich amolik? It's a yid. He's a mesis. But he's a yid. How could I go and kill him? That's his name. The Eibush was saying to the Baruch Shalom was mitzave to have rachamonis. The same the Baruch Shalom was mitzave over here. Lo yisachmoil. Don't be merachim on him. Right? The person's tfisa, he won't find two afeichim menoyis echad. Why? A person wants to always be relaxed. He doesn't want to have any complications. Person can't have two contradicting ideas flying in his head, because it gets complicated. Life gets very, very difficult when you have this and that, and they don't work together. A person likes to flow with one mahalach. You know, he flows with his. With his nature. Then enlightens him. Then you can work with both. Because I'm not in it for myself. I don't want to have menucha. I want whatever the Eibishter wants. If the Eibishter wants this, I'm noig with that. The Eibishter wants sometimes fakert. I'm noig fakert. So then we're mekabel the Shechina. Whatever the Shechina wants, that's what we want. Even though it was contradicting to the middle of Chesed, he was the biggest Malchus Chesed over here. He waged the war against the Malchus Doim. What's he trying to say over here in this pasuk? He's trying to say Yoshev Choshech Sisra in this pasuk. He's trying to say the one thing is that the Choshech and the fake is that a person brings about Ze Gufe. Brings the Eibishter to be megalot to him, that a person reaches the oimik haratzon. A person does it with the proper kavon, with the proper bittel, mesiras nefesh that he has to the baruch shloim. Then you reach the oimik haratzon from the oimik haratzon Hashem Yisborach. Ze gufu the sofik the pachad the ashri yodam pachad tamid itself is what brings it out of the melech. The chishavti derochad of the melech that brought out that Then he adds on afterwards more, and he says, and the nigla works that way also, that through the choshech, you reach a clarity, it works ayin nigla, ayin oimik of mitzvahs. Then he says, when a person has ties of this world that threaten, that he feels like it's making him dark, it's making him that. It brings upon him a pachad. He's not mekayim b'tzani Hashem yizborach b'shleimus. Zok the pasuk in Tehillim, oveish chokin. He says, yizoyche to be the Eibush is megal to you that you're able to be mekayim all mitzvahs, regular mitzvahs and mitzvahs which are misnagdim zel lezeh. If a person throws himself fully under the Ribono Shel Olam, then the Eibush is megal that you can be mekayim all, and you could know when the Ribono Shel Olam Hashem yizborach to do kach. And one does not Hashem is mocha to do kach. If a person is mevatel himself, batel daitchem and b'nei daitoi, if mevatel your das and b'nei das Hashem, then you can be zoiche to know what the proper way is. That's the musik of asking your das Torah. The musik is because a person sometimes has negias. So a person that he knows what to do over here, but he's not sure what the proper thing is over here. A person is not mevatel, but tzaddikim, the more batel yah, batel mevutel to the Eibishter, the more clarity they have what the Ratzon Hashem is. So even though sometimes it looks like it's the opposite of what the normal thing would be to do, but that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's what we learn from David the Melech Olav HaShalom. Just finish off by saying what the Rebbe used to, always have his Mahalach, and the Becholdi and the Yom, he's in Mechashev, and David the Melech, and he used to say, Kifidarko, he used to say, Becholdi Yom, he's in Mahalach, Mechashev, the Mokam Ploini, Bayis Ploini, because many times I eat, Zich Teloif Madragis, I eat has a Mesoyre, he has a Mesoyre from Zan Tatim and Zan Zayde. He has a Mesoyre. And the person looks to Chap and Andre Pletze, all these different Zachen, that he wasn't Mekabel such things. But it sounds like they have something better. Give a kick, the Zazach, such a Zach, how come I don't have that? Maybe I should start doing things differently, and things like that. The person is Oiziv, the Mekor Mayim Chaim that he comes from. And he looks to Tans Madregis. Oh, let me take from over there. Let me take from there. Chol Yom Yom Yisim Mechashiv. This guy loy from dot. I'm going to run here. I'm going to run there. When you're arguing, when you're chazoyis lebotem midrashos lebotem nesiyos, I found myself back to the same mismedrash that I always was. The same mokum yinike that I've always yoinik, and that's perfect. Chadavish meh from them. I'm yoinik from a mekorim mayim chayim from a mokum kodesh. I don't have to start schlepping Zachen that seem maybe looks more choshev, less choshev. Person has to know what his derech is and go with it mitchilosei v'atzoifoi, and not to be worried that maybe it's a noch hazach that maybe I could that adover toivik can always learn from someone else, but to have this pacha that maybe that's something better than what I'm doing, and you obviously if you're doing the proper thing you're mekabel one way, and adot nizetchav is better. Daf is nuch loyf in yenem. Daf is nuch loyf. A person has to go with his. He's mekabel from his father, from his eder, from his rebbes, whatever it is. He's mekabel and go with it with a yishuv adas, with a menuchas hanefesh, and not to get pulled into other things that might seem to contradict whatever he was yearning, wherever he's yearning from. Okay, this is the shtickle.
Let's ask one quick thing.
Yeah,
fine. I'm a little bit lost in the middle. So, loyta meishaloyach lamaisa, the person, the ikis to go by pashtas, that again, is it a good thing or a bad thing if he's thinking, am I doing enough?
What he finishes off saying is, okay, it's a person has to go by pashtas. But a person should always be worried, am I doing enough? That pachad itself will bring him to the shleimus. The person that when he's mekayim the thing, don't run to cheshbonis. You're mekayim Ratzon Hashem, because the Eibush is mitzaveh, right? For a person that in his heart, maybe there's more. Maybe I didn't reach the oimik. Maybe there's more. Maybe I'm not mekayim it properly. A person has to always be worried. Maybe I didn't do it completely, right? Then the Eibush is megalotim. The Asher Yodam Afachitom. The Eibush is megalotim. You'll be zoiche. You reach the oimik mamish. You look in the shtickle, in the Tehillim Lamed Beis. Asher Yodam Afachitom, but the pasuk over there, as a chedik bezeres. Anyone has a chedik bezeres in front of them?
All right. You say the pachet is that I didn't do it, but tmimis enough. That's the pachet.
The pachet that I didn't do it, but shleimis enough. Tmimis you have. But if still a person is mefachet, then maybe there's still more to be mekayim. Maybe there's still more. Maybe I should do more. Maybe I didn't do enough. Maybe there's more tifkeit over here that I don't know about. That itself, the Eibush is megalotim that you reached the soif. I'll bring you till the end. If you go with me betmimis, betam, I'll bring you till the end. But there is something good with the pachat that a person wasn't the kind of the mitzvah b'shleimis, not betmimis, b'shleimis. This pachat that David HaMelech had, that we're saying is not good because he's supposed to do betmimis. No, a person is supposed to go betmimis. I understand what you're asking, Fanel. The person is supposed to do betmimis, but also together with doing betmimis, with pashtas, with pshitas, without any cheshbonos, a person should still be worried. Maybe there's more. Maybe I wasn't mekayem with b'shleimis. Maybe there's still more after my whole tmimis and everything. Maybe there's still more to do over here. Maybe there's still more. Maybe there's more of oimik if I would have twice all the Kabbalistic approaches. Maybe I would do more. Maybe I would know more. The Eibush will take you to land. Zeh gufe. Because of the Melchus Mefachet. Or he's a Mechashev. Or he's a Mechashev. Or he's a Mechashev. The Eibush pulled him to the Bismedesh. He reached the Oymek Inyan.